The downtown Rogers Market officially opened last week, and new this year is an app to assist busy patrons with their purchases. Market manager Lauren Hildreth says they've offered an online year-round market since 2016.
It was a web-based program, and it's been great, but it just now feels outdated, and we decided to move away from that and look for another option. And there's a company called What's Good that is actually trying to fill this niche with farmers markets and helping them to create apps for increasing access to vendors for the consumers as well as for the vendors to reach more people. They've been a wonderful company so far.
After downloading the app, patrons can create an account and then purchase a variety of foods from vendors like meat, eggs, and bread.
It works similar to, I guess, all the different services out there that are for pre-order and food and grocery orders. And it works the same way. So they can go on and essentially pre-order the goods that they'd like to get from the market. Then they have to come by and they'll pick it up from the vendor or from the market booth, depending on what product it is. And so it's great for those people who want to still shop from local sources, want to still support their farmers market. But Saturdays are busy for everybody, and it allows them to still have that experience and get good food for their families, even though they can't come and spend the morning with us.
Hildreth says they're excited to continue growing the market this year.
We are going into our fourth season, or I guess we just started our fourth season, and want people to come out and be inspired to support their local communities, their local farmers, as well as put good food into their bodies. We can help with that.
The DTR Market is open from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. Saturdays at 101 East Cherry Street in downtown Rogers. Brunch is served beginning at 9 a.m. More information available at downtownrogersinc.org. And Game 2 of the Arkansas-LSU Baseball Series is taking place tonight. Last night, the Razorbacks, ranked as high as fourth in the nation, defeated LSU 14-4. This is the last series at Baum Stadium during the regular season. The final game of the series will be Saturday afternoon. The Razorback softball team is done at the SEC tournament after losing yesterday to Georgia 4-1. Arkansas will now wait for the NCAA selection show Sunday night to find out where they will be sent for the first round of that tournament. The top 16 seeds will host regional NCAA games. Arkansas is 38-18 and finished the conference season even 12-12. The SEC Track and Field Championships continue today at John McDonald Field in Fayetteville. That meet concludes tomorrow. The Arkansas men's golf team is opening play Monday in the NCAA regionals in Austin, Texas. Meanwhile, the women's golf team, ranked eighth in the country, will next play at the NCAA National Championships, played this year at the Blessings in Fayetteville, beginning May 17th. And by the way, the NCAA men's title golf tournament will also be in Fayetteville this year.